a beautiful movie about the destruction. Ready?
I know, like, we have some people that have
no
timelines here.
Is there anything extra in there?
Oh, okay.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for coming. This is the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee agenda, the Karen L. Binder Library, 6th floor, Ulster County Office Building, November the 9th, 2016. It's 6 p.m. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Berkey.
Here.
Legislator DeLon. Legislator Lapp. Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. All right. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and everyone was emailed the minutes of our October 3rd and October 13th special meeting. They've received them. Are there any deletions, corrections, or additions that anyone would like to make?
Move.
Hearing none.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to the resolutions for the November 22nd, 2016 regular legislative session. I would like to take resolution 478 out of order, moving from the bottom up to the top. Mr. Silva is here from UPAC and the Bardavon, and he has another meeting he has to get to in about 40 minutes. So.
Move for discussion.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Moving second. Mr. Silva?
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Chris Silva, Executive Director of the Bardavon Opera House, through Dan Frank, Development Director. As many of you know, in 2006, we were approached by the board of the Old Performing Arts Center to consider taking it over. They were in fear of closing. In 2007, we merged UPAC into our corporate structure. Over that time period, we've spent $3 million renovating the space and more than doubled the output of programs in the community. Because our heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system is shot, it's 50 years old, we have real problems with heat all year round, but the air conditioning is impossible. We've tried to run it when we first took over the theater and it failed right in the middle of a show. So we have a $4.7 million capital budget to replace the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, the roof over the orchestra, which is one of the seven roofs of the theater. We've replaced the rest of them, and expand our lobby and restroom area, which currently has three unisex restrooms and one sink for 1,000 patrons. If you've ever been there, you know what
yes.
I'm talking about. And that will complete the renovation of UPAC and allow us to be open 12 months of the year instead of 9, and increase by 25% the benefit to the community in terms of programming, not to mention the economic spinoff of at least $250,000 during that period. And obviously I'm coming to you because the balance of the $4.7 million is attainable through the partnership with a for-profit corporation who, in exchange for an investment of up to $1.4 million into the project, will get in exchange state and historic federal tax credits, which they will use to defer their taxes over some period of time. It's a compliance period of at least 5 years following the completion of the project, which we plan to start in May and complete in November of next year.
Just one quick question.
Please.
The monies that you do receive from whoever the investor may be have to be specifically used for certain capital projects.
Yeah, they're called QREs. It has to be used for qualified rehabilitation expenses. And those have already been approved by the state of New York and the National Park Service. Without those approvals, they have our design, drawings, before and after pictures, 30 pages of narration. Without that approval, we go nowhere, and we got that approval this year.
Okay.
So yeah, it has to be qualified rehab expense for them to get the credit. It doesn't, otherwise it's irrelevant.
Okay. Reading the resolution, does everyone have a grasp of exactly how the transaction would work? The UPAC currently is a tax-exempt property. They have not paid. They do not pay any town or city, school, or county tax. What would be created is a separate LLC, which then would become a taxable entity.
Mm-hmm.
What we're being asked to do is to basically waive the county's portion the city will have to do the same thing, the school district will have to do the same thing as their own taxing entities, and then it would be put into an agreement with the IDA, who then would lease back to that new for-profit company, and only they can obtain the credits. A not-for-profit cannot obtain these credits.
Right.
So, that being said.
Where does this, oh, sorry.
We're first.
Where does the city and school district stand?
They'll be at the city.
They're in support. I met again with the mayor today, actually, after you and I talked, Hector, and I'm meeting with their finance committee in about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I've begun conversations with the school board already, with a couple of members of the school board, and I'm hoping to see them next Tuesday.
Yeah, just I think, you know, this is one of the last grand theaters.
It is.
Around. It's an icon in the city of Kingston and the county. You know.
Right.
No, it's a super anchor of Midtown for sure, and now that the Arts District has begun to really actually percolate, it is really even more meaningful. So the more it's open, the better for the city, the county, you name it.
Yeah.
I also, by the way, checked into numbers, and Kingston is the number one attendance at UPAC. Mm-hmm. Poughkeepsie's number two, New Paltz number three, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the world. Okay. And I do mean the world that goes.
Hector, you have a question?
Thank you. So per our conversation, you know, earlier today, I mean, you know, you were going to be speaking with the mayor, and you were going to get back to us, I guess, what some of the results of that were going to be. So
exactly.
Is there anything you can share? Is there anything you can share with us? Or?
Well, there's nothing specific. He understands better now. When I first met with him a week ago, he didn't understand, nobody in the room understood that basically the tax credits allow this corporation to defer their taxes. He thought there was some payoff involved for the corporation, which is not. There's no cash involved except that goes into the project itself. So he's like, yeah, you know, don't worry about it. He was pretty relaxed about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm meeting, you know, with council tonight, with members of the council.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's one opinion, and, you know, well.
But then, you know, per our discussion, is there anything that you're maybe going to be working with them on in terms
I'm
of,
just,
you know.
Like I said, I the conversation I had with him like 3 hours ago was like, yeah, I get it now. Don't sweat it. You know, talk to Jim Noble and the rest of the council tonight, and I think I'm going to one other meeting. But, you know, I get what you're doing, and I have no expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically I do open the door for anything a city needs, or the county, for that matter. I mean, we've had a lot of different meetings there, and just recently for the planning of Broadway.
We did get charged, I know, but that's different.
But yeah.
Did you want to talk about that community thing that you've raised? Or?
Well, that's sort of like what I was basically sort of just hinting at. Basically, he was going to have a conversation with the mayor about, you know, in general, you know, what are those things that maybe that are either low cost or no cost that they could do for the community and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he did Everett Hodge kids, you know, can we get more? And I said, yeah, of course. Just, you know, if there's a show that works for Everett Hodge kids, we'll get them in. There's no, you know, they're not going to come to Nora Jones, but they would come to, you know,
I don't know if it's like during your slow season or, you know, slow part of the year or whatever that you're able to kind of just do something like that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, but that's
totally
just
doable. Yeah.
You've already been doing it. I mean, that's.
We do it anyway, but we're honestly, it's a separate issue, but we're trying to raise funds from the county and the city and the same with Dutchess for what we call a cultural access initiative to not only for kids, but to allow people who will never pay a dollar to go to our theater because they can't afford it to get into everything. I mean, that's something, but it's separate from this.
Yeah.
That's something we're actually raising money to underwrite, which is what it needs to do, you know, to do something like as broad as that.
Well, I think we're concerned with that issue, not because we don't feel it's necessarily separate. I mean, I think it's important that
just financially
the community,
separate.
Right, financially separate from this particular item.
Right.
But that people of Midtown want to feel connected to this major institution and feel like it's, you know, theirs as well.
All right, exactly. Right. I'm with you.
Any other questions for Mr. Silver? Irby, anything?
No, good.
All right.
So you are going to be doing more of that, and potentially you're working on something with the city on this.
Yeah, okay. It's sort of an ongoing conversation, I think, for sure.
Okay.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Nothing else?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hearing none. All those in favor of resolution number 478, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
will.
Ken?
Yeah. Did you want to abstain, Legislator Berkey?
On this one?
Yeah, no, it's just...
No, I don't need to.
Yeah, she's got no, she's got no reason to.
I have no...
Thank you.
You know,
you're welcome. Pleasure to meet you.
I mean, I love them, but I don't have any financial...
Very nice to see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my theater. It's my town. Why would I need to?
Well, I don't know. About 10 minutes ago.
No, no, I think, I mean, I had some discussions here. I don't think so.
Okay. Very good. Moving on. Resolution number 472, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and IBM Department
of... Move for discussion.
Hold up one second.
I'm sorry.
That was... I do apologize. That was asked to be postponed.
Which one?
Move to postpone.
462. Okay. Motion to postpone.
I'll move to postpone.
Okay. Second. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We'll see it again shortly. I'm very sure of that. Resolution 463, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and HVEA Engineers Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Mr. White?
This is an amendment for $41,000, $41,040, and the reason that we're increasing this is because we had additional right-of-way that we're acquiring. When we originally were going to do the project, we had anticipated going mainly along Route 299, and now we're utilizing more of the old rail bed that's vacant back there. The other thing is that as we went through the federal process, we were required to do additional surveys and wetland evaluations and a bog turtle survey, and all of that cost money. And then we're also we had a phase one habitat. They basically said nothing that we were doing would impact that. We're pretty clear, like, we've gone through everything about impacts. We even had to deal with the tribal nations that had interest there. Mm-hmm. We're all set to go. We're ready to move forward on doing right-of-way acquisition for the project. We got the go-ahead from DOT. I was working on the letters to go out today. And again, we're trying to have four willing sellers. Part of this is going to allow the right-of-way firm to do the negotiations that are necessary. And we do mean negotiations. We're trying to make this work for everybody.
And we're still not entering into any...
That would have to come back to you. Yeah. Basically, all this does is it gives the consultant the ability to pay for these studies that were required and bring RK Height, which is the property specialist firm, on for additional services. And I did want to let you know, I'm trying to find other monies to backfill this. I do have a commitment letter from Frank Skartatos' office that they're committed to a $50,000 grant on the project. So we've, again, it's not guaranteed till we got the revenue contract, but I would just, you
is
know.
Is that the Dormitory Authority Community Funds?
It's the Economic Development. It's through DASME.
That's
so,
DASME, right.
You know, I want to let you know, I'm trying to backfill any overruns we have on the project. And that would be for $50,000, so we'd...
Fair share.
Oh, sorry, have enough.
Yeah.
Do you need me to make copies?
I have enough copies for the committee. You know, and very likely where we'll be with right-of-way, it looks like our right-of-way appraisals came in about $35,000 over what was originally estimated. Again, because we have more properties and are using more off-the-road area. So again, that's not so bad in the context of a $2 million project. But I am going out shopping, trying to find other grants.
So I have a really important question. Given the financial difficulties the county is going through, was it necessary to use color for the top of this particular memo?
You know, that's such a good point, Hector.
I would have.
I definitely thought about this long and hard, and I thought, would I give Hector Rodriguez a black and white copy when I don't know that he'd think this was real? So I actually...
It's true. I question the seal. You're right. Right. Mr. Chair.
I will call for advice on that next time.
I appreciate that. Yes,
Lord,
please.
Have mercy.
All right. There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Abstain. One abstention. Legislator Litz. All right, moving along, resolution number 466, amending a capital project number 451, provide for an additional engineering and right-of-way services in the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4.
Second.
Amending the capital 2016 capital project. This is right.
This just covers the money we approved. They actually probably should have gone in the other order, but we'll be coming back to you before we go to right-of-way acquisition. This is just for design and right-of-way support services, incidental services.
Very good. Did we move in second?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Any further discussion? Any questions for Mr. White? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So carried.
And one abstention, Legislator Litz. All right, we did 478. Under old business, resolution 170, resolution number 326, Legislator Rodriguez. Remain them as old business?
Yeah, that should remain as old business until we actually go and meet. Although, actually, we just lost Suzanne, who was just here.
Yeah, is she coming back?
Probably not.
That's fine.
Well, can we try to set up a schedule a meeting, let's say, next week?
Can you, exactly. Let's do this next week, because we've already lost a lot of time, I think.
Very good. We'll take care of that. All right. Any new business?
So, Mary asked Ken, Mr. Cornell, information that we had requested for
the
bus
advertising,
the spending on bus advertising, and the topic of the advertising for, you know, just a thorough review of that so that we can further develop the policy and can sit. That would be forthcoming. Do you have a sense of when?
I'm working on it. Just a combination of things. We had the director retired. We started our triennial audit, and then the county controller decided he wanted to audit the same thing, the ridership at the same time. So, put us back a little bit. But I can tell the committee right now that we expect to receive about $20,000 in revenue this year from the bus advertising. There's a bunch of specific questions that Jennifer had sent, but we're just thinking about our answers for it. I'll try to have something.
Yeah. When does that mean ballpark? Is that like the end of the month or?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I use
it? I'm almost done.
I'm just piecing
it together right now.
Okay.
I didn't hear the answer.
He just said at the latest, the end of the month.
Okay, great. I mean, we just want to be able to move our recommendations forward. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've just looked at a couple different policies in different counties, some in state, some out of state.
Yeah, it's all positive, win-win for everybody, so.
All right, anything else? Hector, do you want to update? I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I just wanted to let all of you know we have a public information meeting on the Ashokan Rail Trail project planned for December 1st. We're doing it up at Monteora High School in the auditorium.
In the boonies.
In the boonies, yeah, but that's where the trail is.
Yeah, in the boonies.
Which one are you updating?
We've been designing the trail since late spring and doing the environmental work and the site conditions assessment. And what we'll be doing is presenting all of the things that we found to date and the preliminary plans, and we'll be asking people for feedback. So
I believe they sent the email out to everybody.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you know about the November 17th meeting? I think it's at DEC for the Burroughs Scenic Hudson Trail. Do you know something about that?
I don't know anything about the meeting. I know that they've been working to do the trail, and there's an
interview
that they were trying to acquire.
I think that they're holding a public meeting, so I could share that information with you.
Sure.
I was just asked to attend because I'm an advisor to Burroughs, just informally.
We're familiar with the project. We've been asked to look at it as well.
Where will that trail go?
So we're aware of the project. We'd
right.
have to look at it.
Along the Black Creek area.
Yeah. They're extending their connections so they can make a full sort of circuit of trails. through Burroughs and then down to Black Creek.
Up and down Black Creek.
Oh, sorry, how far?
How far down Black Creek?
There's a piece of property on Accurate Road that would take it all the way, I believe, all the way down to Route 9W. Right?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it goes all the way down.
Mm-hmm. I can find out more for you.
Be 299. Yeah, 299 is what she.
Really?
But I think it's just Chattahoochee Lake.
Okay. Okay. I don't know all the details. I just know that they're holding a public meeting. And
yeah, because I own both sides of the creek.
Oh.
And I haven't been contacted.
Okay, I'll forward you the information.
That's not good.
I don't know that they're going down that far.
Herbie should be informed.
Yeah.
I guess.
Consider this your contact, Herbie.
I don't need any trust.
I think they're bullying you, Herbie.
Yeah. All right. Just for the record, back to old business, we're postponing resolutions number 170 and resolution 326 until next month.
Yes. Yeah. Well, 170, you want to get together next week, right? You want me to find
yes.
out for next week? Mm-hmm. So postponing 170 for 1 week, right?
Well, no.
No.
We're postponing the resolution for 1 month.
We're going to set up
next week.
Next week.
Got it.
While we're talking about next month, if we could take a look at everyone's December schedules. Our meeting is tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, December the 6th. I would like to move it to either the 7th or the 8th. We do have on the 7th, Wednesday, our budget vote. We could do it after the budget vote. So rather than bring everyone up here.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
Why?
Because I think if it's the night of the budget, I'm assuming we'll have.
It'll go on.
As you well know, we've had easy budgets and we've had more.
Well, I'd rather have it on the night I'm already here.
Mm-hmm. What was your, okay, so, but.
7th or 8th.
Okay, but we would normally be.
The 6th.
The 6th.
Okay. Sorry.
But when is law enforcement going to be?
The 6th.
Oh, jeez.
So then why wouldn't we hold the 6th if law enforcement's.
Be here?
I mean, just so you know, we're both on law enforcement and then we go to this meeting afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Well, I would vote for the 6th or the 7th. I'm not going to the 8th.
But may I ask why I didn't?
I have a conflict.
Okay.
I'll be here all 3 days, so it doesn't make a difference.
Very good.
So the 6th is the Tuesday.
What time is the 7th meeting?
6:30.
So can we have ours at 5:45? Do it before the budget?
Sure. You're talking
but
about
here's the thing. I mean, number one, it's the last meeting of the year for this committee, and there have been things that have been sort of held off because we've been just working on or whatever, and I'm assuming we'll probably actually have them, you know, potentially in some form. Now, they may not be voted until January or February of the following year, but it's still a thing where I don't want to just give short shrift to this committee.
Okay.
That's all.
So talking about this, I'm going to be in New York City on the 8th.
Okay, so okay. On the 7th, what time are you proposing?
5:45.
I'm flexible.
Can you do?
We could do 5:30.
Or if you well,
all right.
Then you have an hour.
I know, but all right, fine. You know, I'll take what I can get. 5:30.
Maybe that works for you.
It only costs me money.
It's only money.
It'll be fine.
Can't you? Isn't it like being a lawyer? You can't bill like while you're up there. When you think about the job?
No, when I leave the job, I go off the clock.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so tentatively for 5:30 on Wednesday, December 7th. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Send an email out, I hope?
Yes.
Yes.
Anything else? Anyone?
I thought we were having a presentation.
That's what? On what, our next meeting or for tonight?
No, I thought there was a presentation tonight.
Are you
Silva? Oh, that was it? No, I'm not presenting.
Mr. Silva.
Oh, that was it? Oh,
that was
oh, so
I'll
short.
I'll make a motion for adjournment then.
There you go.
I'll present it.
I'm sure you have something to talk
all right.
about.
All right. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.